Welcome to Becoming the Soulful CEO. Get ready to shake out plans smaller than you know you are, be expanded to embody your soulful CEO vision, and activating your movement to take form through soul-changing experiences. I'm your host, Bex, spiritual business mentor, brand strategist, experience creator, and your soulful CEO expander, holding the torch for you to walk in the light. Our mantra: when you lead with soul, leverage your strategy, your power to serve is amplified. Welcome to Becoming the Soulful CEO, empowering you to becoming the leader you always needed. Ready to shake things up and infuse your expertise and energy, creating group programs and a whole experiential nature that you never knew existed? Let's dive into another powerful, potent episode of the Soulful CEO Way to Doing Business Differently. Welcome. Oh my God, this still feels so surreal recording a podcast. Like, so surreal. This is obviously the second podcast to drop. And oh my gosh, I am just loving this. I also just had one of those days today that was just such a vibe. I mean, now I'm recording this in the afternoon. I went to the most incredible yoga class this morning, and oh my God, the teacher was just, you know, when the words just land and they're just exactly what you need and you just feel it so deep in your soul. And I was like, oh my gosh, this just feels so good. As I was walking out, I like grabbed a juice and I was like, oh my God, it just feels so incredible. Like, that class was insane. And when I came back, like, I feel like this was just such a, moment of being like, wow, like, what is life right now? I came back, literally, I had a dress, which I ordered, which you'll see, because as I'll be recording this, it will already be out on my socials for the podcast, which, you know, maybe a bit extra, but not at all. Like, ordered a dress, I was like, oh, I just want to feel the vibes. Had my dress on, that arrived, loved it. Walked into my office, I've like recently like redone it and given it a little glow up, which is also feeling very good. Started planning some podcasts, and then checked in my clients. Like, there's so many amazing things happening behind the scenes with them. Like, I really do, like, honestly have these moments where I'm like, oh my God, the women I get to work with, these soul women, honestly blow my mind. Like, the most incredible women that just have such soul deep, like, movements and visions and what they're creating, that sometimes I'm like, okay, Bex, calm yourself down or ground yourself, because sometimes, honestly, I'm in absolute awe. But anyway, so obviously having the most vibey conversations with my soul clients, what a dream. One of the clients, she's just finished one of my CEO days. She's now continuing, and the vision that we're going to be co-creating, oh my God, it's just, oh, literally, oh, it's just incredible. It's absolutely incredible. Like, a full rebrand, I'm not going to go into it, but it's just, it's so expansive. And it really dropped in the moment that she started really connecting to and visualizing who her soulful CEO is. And you're going to be hearing so much about this on the podcast, but it was literally just one of those moments earlier where she literally said, like, thank you so much for that visualization. Listening to that every day shifted everything. And the thing is, these visualizations are not really just visualizations. It's based off this whole concept of soul leads, strategy leverages. And again, I'm going to be diving into, like, what this is and the kind of concept behind this, because it is so, so powerful and it underpins so much, and it really does create such a shift for my clients fast. And I'm never an advocate for doing things fast, but, like, that happens when you're so aligned to the soul and you're so reconnected to that. And then you bring in the strategy, it's like they're completely coherent, and you just kind of, like, shifted to be on the the right lanes as you're driving almost. And it happens, like, and that's what creates the speed. But anyway, I've been talking about this a lot in another episode, but it kind of sets the foundation for what I'm going to guide you through today. And today really is for you to experience really visualizing, connecting, embodying your soul for CEO, and also shifting the energy around as well, like shaking it out and shifting the energy and really stepping into her. Because when we do this, this is what really connects the soul and the strategy. So often, all of you listening to this, you started your business with like the soul. The soul dropped in, everything that you've been through guided you to that point. The soul was there, it's just gleaming so strong, being like, you've been through this, you now are here to help with this thing, like you've moved through this transformation, you're leading with the soul. Most people, especially if you're in this space, you started your business leading with the soul. And what happens so often is that it's not that that goes away, because that's so at the heart of everything that you do, but it's almost like it takes a bit of a backseat and it's not driving the way. I don't know why I'm using so many references to driving, but anyway, takes a bit of a backseat. And suddenly, it's kind of the strategy, but it's more the ego and the shoulds and the noise drops in, and that kind of muddies everything. And it muddies everything and it can pull us out of alignment. And it means the way in which we build our business can be, those are things happen, but it can be then you're building a business that's not really aligned to who you're here to become, the movement you're here to create, and how you're here to do things with your soul experiences and your group programs, and how you actually create the impact for your soul clients. It's like everything kind of like moves off an inch. And with that, it can feel like it can build up a lot of resistance. Like we're like hitting this wall because the soul isn't leading. Everything around the soul really is you and your magnetism and like the potency. And not just that, it's the deeper and the bigger movement that you're here to create an impact through. So when we switch this and we put back in the front seat, going back to the driving, put back in the front seat the soul, and you lead with soul, all of a sudden you're connected to that bigger vision, to who you're here to become as the soulful CEO, and how you do things naturally flows in a way that's more authentic and more aligned, because you're connected to only you, your vision. It's like you've got tunnel vision on what you're doing. You can feel it so much, like to your core, you can feel it so much in your body that you can't ignore it. You can't go back. And when that becomes so strong, all of a sudden, and my clients often come to me before this point when they're feeling a bit stuck, we reconnect to this, reconnect to their story, et cetera, et cetera. When you get to this point and you feel it so much, and it suddenly lands your movement, it suddenly lands the only soul client that you're here to work with, because you see them all in a room looking at you, what's brought them all together. You see yourself standing there and who you are as the soulful CEO, and you see how everything has guided you to this point to be this person for these women in front of you, and to lead your movement, and to do it in the way that you do it. When you see all of that, this is when we connect more to the soul. All of a sudden, this might even be like kind of giving you brainwaves already or downloads already. All of a sudden, your strategy will 100%, if it's not aligned, will shift. Because all of a sudden, you'll see everything in your business that is not aligned to this. You'll see where you're here to play bigger with your offers. You'll see where you're here to play bigger as your soulful CEO through the way in which you take people through your offers, with the experiences that you create in terms of your brand and how that really aligns and embodies your soulful CEO. You will see the ripple on of who you are, your moment, who you're here to become over here. And then to the right, you'll see the business side of things and how the strategy now needs to realign to align to who you're here to become. The first step with all of this, when those two come together, sorry, when those two come together, that's what creates this alignment. That's what creates the speed, because you're in total flow with who you're here to become and what you're creating. So often these are separate. Like I said, it's almost like that soul has taken the back seat, and then we go straight in with the strategy side of things, or the structure side of things, or the masculine side of things, we go straight in with that, and we've kind of lost or disconnected to the soul. So it's kind of like floating around, very easy to get pulled into what other people are doing. All of a sudden, when we pull that back and we push the soul forward, the soul leaves, you reconnect, the movement drops in, who you become drops in. All of a sudden, then that's when the strategy is so much more potent, powerful, magnetic. You feel freaking amazing. But all of this as well is then what expands everything. Of course, it expands the money that you make, of course, because you're bringing in the soul clients. But better than that, deeper than that, you are building a movement that is so soul aligned. You are becoming the leader that you always needed. I always say this, and you'll hear it a lot, become the leader that you always needed, because that is at the center of everything. Of course, you're going to be then be building this movement, and you're going to be attracting your community, because the soul has led and allowed those things to drop in. And then this strategy has powerfully leveraged this so that your brand communicates this, so that how you show up really lands, how you create experiences are so vibey, they're so unique, they're so you, that of course then everything else expands. But when it expands, you're sat there being like, holy shit, literally, I feel like a completely different person. Like, you feel unrecognizable. That's what clients have said to me before. They saw photos of themselves at a festival that they showed up, and she did breath work, and there was a photographer there, and she was like, I'm literally glowing. I'm radiant, I'm glowing, I'm grounded, I'm confident. She was like, I don't even recognize who I have become. And that is the magic. And like, this is when you get to have it all. And all of this is grounded down with this flip of the soul leads, the strategy leverages, your power to serve is amplified. It's amplified. Okay, so let's dive in, because I'm not going to be talking through a lot more today, and it's I'm kind of waffling already. Today is just going to be experiencing this. So there's nothing you need to do other than grab your journal, grab some water or a tea, light a candle, set your vibe, like get all comfy, allow yourself to like create some space as well. We're going to be moving a little bit, we're going to be visualizing and connecting within. So yes, anything you need to do to feel like you can really connect to you. Maybe you're like, maybe you bring around some sage, you have a candle or the incense going, have that journal down next to you, and then we can dive straight in. Okay, I'm excited. Let's go. Close down your eyes. Bring your right hand to your heart, your left hand to your belly. Take a deep inhale through your nose. Exhale out through your mouth. One more deep inhale through your nose. Exhale out through your mouth. Starting to bring all of your awareness from the outside world to your inner world. Begin to bring to mind and see in front of you your dream location. Notice what you've just stepped into. Notice what's around you. What you can see, what you can smell, the vibe of the space, the location. You see a pathway in front of you that you begin to walk down. Around you see palm trees, it's tropical. You hear the sea crashing in the distance. The sun is beaming down on your face, on your shoulders. You can feel the warmth of the sun. You take a nourishing, satisfying breath as you feel this deep sense of gratitude. You are walking into your own retreat. You are so proud of yourself. You can see yourself for who you've become. Your energy, your vibe, your version of being the soulful CEO. Who are you in this moment? You open the door, beautiful shutters. You just take a moment to soak in everything you see around you. This beautiful retreat space. What do you see? What's the energy? How do you feel? You say to yourself, oh, such a vibe. You look around and you see these white, beautiful washed walls. Blue sea in front of you, as far as your eyes can see. Beautiful still pool to the side. Plants hanging down all around you. Beautiful Buddhas intentionally placed. Before you walk out into this white decking, you see them. You feel them. You hear them. You just take a moment to really witness and observe who you are and what you've created. You take a deep breath. Exhale it out. Pure joy, love, excitement, aliveness. You feel fully aligned. Feel fully and completely aligned to who you are and what you've created. Then you turn your attention to the women, diverse group of soul women that you've brought together, that you've attracted into this one space and this one moment. What is their energy like? How are they holding themselves? What are they radiating? It's the vibe of who they are individually, collectively. You can see yourself in each of them. What are the parts of you that you see in them? What are they mirroring back to you about who you truly are? How have they needed you to rise so that they can rise? How have you developed your character to become the leader you always needed? How have you become the person who inspires them through your embodiment? You take a moment to really step into this version of yourself. Stand tall, step into this soulful CEO version of you. How have you grown through consistency? How have you grown through becoming? How have you grown through connecting to your vision and feeling your soulful CEO? As you take them through an experience, what is the transformation you see them experience? Is it that you're facilitating? What is it that you're feeling so lit up by that is creating this transformation? What is the vibe and energy that you're radiating and facilitating that's creating this shift with the women in front of you? You close the circle and begin to head back to the pathway where you first arrived. One of the women walks up to you and thanks you for the experience. She says deep gratitude for the space and the shift and the transformation that she's had. What is her message to you? How has this shifted her perspective, her energy, her life? What is this mirroring back to you about who you've become? Who is the leader that you've become? As you stand tall, bring your arms beside you, breathe into who you've become. You begin to walk back, walk back to where you first started, keeping your eyes closed, but really breathing into being and becoming the soulful CEO now. Begin to become more in your body, breathing in to who you've become as a soulful CEO. Start tapping now on your heart space. Stand up if you haven't already. Start to rise up as a soulful CEO version of you. Start tapping on your heart. Breathing into your soulful CEO, rising as this version of yourself. And repeat after me. I am letting go of what is keeping me small. I am here to play bigger. I no longer look outside of myself. I am the leader that my soul client needs. Keep tapping, because I am the leader I always needed. They're looking for me now. I rise up so my soul client can see me, so they can rise up. Breathe into rising up as your soulful CEO. Deepen your breath as your soulful CEO. I rise up so my soul clients can see me, so they can rise up. My offers are experiences that create my movement, that widen my movement. They are an extension of me. They hold my energy, my expression, and potency because they are an extension of me. They move my soul clients. I am here to do things my way. I am here to do things my way. Breathe it in with my vibe, my energy, my expertise. It is safe for me to evolve because I've got me. It is safe for me to evolve because I've got me. I am ready to become my soulful CEO. I'm ready to become my soulful CEO. Say it out loud. I am ready to become my soulful CEO. It is safe for me to evolve because I've got me. Keep tapping. I'm ready to become the leader I know I am. I'm ready to become the leader I always needed. It is safe for me to become the leader because I've got me. Bring your hands down beside you, taking a deep breath. Exhale out your mouth. Once more like that, deep inhale. Exhale out your mouth. And then just move, keeping your eyes closed, just begin to sway. Begin to move how your soulful CEO would move. Becoming the soulful CEO, being the soulful CEO. Feel the space in your body, feel the freedom in your body. Feel what it feels like to be your soulful CEO. How does she move? How does she hold space? How does she radiate? Feel who you are as your soulful CEO. Rising up as a soulful CEO. This is your moment. This is your time. Rise up as a soulful CEO. Begin to see yourself as her, step into her, move how she would move. I am the leader that I always needed. I am the leader that I always needed. Bring your hands down beside you, start to stand still. Feel the energy move. Feel the energy shifted. Feel who you are to feel alive. Take a deep inhale. Sigh it out. Slowly begin to open your eyes. Welcome to becoming the Soulful CEO. Your love, vibes, energy, soul support literally means so much to me. So if you've enjoyed today's episode, please share, review, or rate the podcast because it allows me to reach more soulful CEOs. And if we're not connected over on Instagram, then come over and join the community at @we_are_soulful and come and say hey. I'd love to see you there, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode.